We are in the studio with David and Tanya from We Recycle Montana. Hello, guys. How you doing?
It's been a great day so far.
Good.
You got to get up a little closer.
It's been a great day so far. The sun's out.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
So we are offering a free public glass recycling event on Saturday.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it really is. People really want to recycle their glass.
Oh, yeah. And we used to do it in Livingston. Now they don't anymore.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to be at the fairgrounds in the Oak Lot from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. It's June 8th. And so bring out your glass. We will accept colored glass. Lids and caps are okay. You can remove those because they are trashed, but they can be removed in the recycling process.
And you should do that and rinse it out for being a nice person, huh?
Yeah, you want to empty it. You want to empty the bottle. So we will not be taking any porcelain, ceramics, or laminated glass, and that includes glass shower doors, so none of those as well. And we are partnering with Ferguson, Pierce Flooring, and Republic Services, and a couple of others have jumped on board to help out and volunteer, and we're going to open up the gates and let people bring in their glass.
What time is it starting again?
9 a.m.
And where?
At the Oak Lot.
And where can we get information on it?
The Oak Lot of the Fairgrounds. You can get information at WeRecycleMT.com. That's our website, WeRecycleMT.com.
So is this something that you're going to be trying to do every once in a while?
Well, we do glass recycling 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, out at our processing facility off Jackrabbit, 357 Recycle Way. And so it's a pay-for service because it's very expensive to crush and ship the glass down to Utah. So it's $7 for your first 50 pounds and 10 cents a pound afterwards. But when Pierce Flooring and Ferguson came and said, we wanted to go ahead and give back to the community, and we think more people would like to know about this, it became a perfect partnership to jump in to be able to
That's wonderful. So when you were saying that glass has plastic, so that means like safety glass too, doesn't it have like plastic in between so you can bring any of that down? Anything that has plastic in it is not recyclable in glass. I didn't know that. That's interesting information.
We work with a company down in Salt Lake City where it's all crushed and pulverized and then separated by color, where it gets used for by Owens Corning for fiberglass insulation. It also gets used for bottles and sandblasting and media. So it really has to be a consistent aggregate product that it's reused for.
Yeah, you know, that's what people don't realize about recycling is you just can't take it down there and it's going to be recycled. You know, you have to do it responsibly. You know, like plastic, we don't really do a good job with most recycling, you know. But so it's nice that you're doing something like that.
Well, we had to cut back to the 1 and 2 plastics because the 3 through 7s were all going to waste to energy facilities. And there's such a huge glut with the global trade war going on in domestics. It's if you have 3 through 7s mixed in with your plastics, you don't have any place you can move it to be able to use. So then it ends up being a whole thing goes to a waste to energy facility. And that isn't the highest form of use for it.
No, and it'd really be nice if we just got out of using so much plastic, wouldn't it? Because I'm sure there's plenty of things for you to recycle. If we didn't have plastic too, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, with the Gallatin County program that a lot of people use for their drop-offs around the valley, it's a great program, but if they wanted to add glass to that program, they would only be taking 6% of the waste flow out of the system, but it would be more than doubling the cost of the program when they're able to do cardboard, the plastics, steel and aluminum, and paper. So, and it's a very dirty thing to have at a public spot.
But it's reality. You know, so even if it's dirty, it's something that we got to do. It's better than floating around in the ocean, you know. But I appreciate what you're doing and just having a place to get the glass going. I know we were doing it over there in Livingston, but we're not doing it anymore. And I believe they have a crusher even, you know. So I don't know why we got out of it, I'm sure.
Well, it was just wasn't economical for the city. The crusher could only do a half ton per hour, and so it was just impossible for it to possibly keep up. And it's also the marketplace. We've partnered with other local companies in the past, like TMC Gravel, when a lot of the builders in town said they would use the glass as
an
aggregate.
And that's what they were doing in Livingston, too, making them use it.
And then the marketplace didn't support it. So when they crushed it and had a pile, and then it didn't sell, at that time they said, well, we can't keep doing this. So
the only thing that I understand where you're coming from, but we keep talking about our environment and we keep talking about the economy. We're not going to be able to be around if we keep worrying about the economy and not the environment. You know what I mean? So we have to do some of these things, even though it might not be economically feasible for the people doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, on the glass, it was actually cheaper than regular aggregate, but then the marketplace didn't end up purchasing it. So there was a ton of it we just had to mix back into regular gravel to get moved
up. My point being is that's probably most of the businesses are making it so it's not doable when it's really doable if we just do it, you know? So, but anyways.
It is, but I've got to add too that this guy came up with a solution out of the goodness of his heart, because glass is a flat commodity. There's no return in it. So we charge to cover the cost to transport it to Salt Lake City. So he just said there's an emotional need that we need to fill, and so we're going to do it.
And I understand that, and I appreciate what he's doing. I totally appreciate it. But I'm just saying, as a society, we got to get away from the thing that we're not going to do anything about the environment because we don't want to lose jobs. You know what I mean? We're beyond that, don't you think?
In this particular case, is that it could be used locally if people would just buy it. But all things are only recyclable if somebody has a use for it. So we have a ton of uses that we can use glass for locally. But if people aren't going to use it, then it just becomes a big pile sitting out in the wind to blow the papers and wrappers and things around.
And that's really nice. But maybe we need to make some laws so people have to use it, you know what I mean? Because we're getting to that point, you know what I mean, that we can't just keep shipping it to third world countries because they're mad at us because, you know, we're charging tariffs and things. So they're not going to take that plastic and stuff. And we shouldn't rely on them to do it anyways. We should be doing it.
Well, it's all about the cleanliness.
Yeah.
Realistically, China's big pushback on receiving a lot of the recycling was based on the fact that we were sending them stuff that was highly contaminated.
Right.
And people use, as we affectionately call it, wishful recycling. You feel like if you get the item into the recycle bin, somebody at that other end is going to figure out something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is when it gets touched too many times or shipped too far, that it ends up in a landfill or a waste energy facility.
And I know all about the recycling thing because I worked for the schools for a long time. We had a recycling program and the special ed kids would take care of it. And it was sad to see them have to clean all the trash and all the other stuff out there that people couldn't get their stuff together enough to do right. You know what I mean? So, and I'm not saying anything to you guys. I love that you're doing this and that we're talking about glass recycling.
Yeah. Oh, we get some interesting things that come in too.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
At the recycle sites, it's rare that a weekend goes through that somebody doesn't drop off an old couch or a mattress and items, and that just adds to the cost of the program.
Oh, totally. I worked for at a landfill all the time, and people, because the prices to dump stuff, they would dump stuff all the time out on the service roads around the dump, and that was my job to go around and pick up the stuff that they left out there and bring it into the landfill.
So you know.
Oh, it's horrible. And some of the stuff that we throw away is just horrible. Shouldn't be being buried in the landfill. But it's wonderful what you're doing and doing the glass and everything. And we need to see more stuff like that. So we need to be supportive of that type of stuff. You know, so it's wonderful.
Can I mention one more program?
Sure.
Did I cut you off? The Byron Brewery in Missoula has a really cool glass reuse program.
Mm-hmm.
It's called their Eco League. Mm-hmm. And they have waxed boxes that hold 4 6-packs.
Mm-hmm.
So participating brands of beer, you just put back in those 6-pack mm-hmm. holders, bring in an eco pack to us, and you can drop it and we'll get it reused for free. They have an incredible piece of equipment that washes, sterilizes, and refills the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And in Germany, it's a very common practice.
It was so common here, too.
Remember it was.
Soda pop bottles you returned for the nickel.
I remember that. And they'd be scratched up on the edge, and that's from the reuse and the reuse.
But we reused them.
Yeah. So they need glass bottles to come in to keep that machine operating more days during the week. Mm-hmm. And the owner said, I think they see one bottle come back to be reused maybe once, sometimes twice. And then they usually don't see it again. So that's a cool program that we'll be promoting on Saturday as well.
And it's wonderful programs. I mean, and I really appreciate that you guys are doing it immensely. I mean, we need to do more stuff like that. And it's wonderful that you started a business to help us all on our journey, you know what I mean, to do this.
Well, it was 25 years ago that I started with Full Circle Recycling as a ski bum up in Big Sky. And mm-hmm. so we've seen some of it happen, grow exponentially throughout this valley.
And it really has. But I think it's because people think when they put it in the recycling bin, it's going to be taken care of. When in reality, that's probably not the truth, is it? You know what I mean? So we need to get programs that are going that's actually things are happening.
Well, to give you an idea, even with the education that Gallatin County puts out there on the drop-off bins, 20% of the plastics that get dropped off there are still the 3 through 7 plastics that we have to sort out and then dispose of.
And shouldn't we, as a government, I'm not for government telling you what to do, but maybe we shouldn't be producing those plastics that we can't recycle. You know what I mean? I hate it when I go down to the recycling. I got to go through my plastic and decide, is this one, can I recycle this or not?
Well, and you need your reading glasses to see the recycle symbols half the time anymore.
And most of the stuff that I get, because I try not to use plastic a lot, is from delis and things. So that stuff's trash because it's not recyclable.
Correct.
And it should be, you know what I mean? Because I can't bring in a container and let you put it in my container, even though it's I'm the one that's going to get sick if it gets nasty, but it's not. I clean my stuff out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the biggest things that I have conversation with nowadays is the clamshells. And our box stores here in town sell a ton of fruit and produce that come in the plastic clamshells. Unfortunately, those are all garbage. Even though they are a number one plastic, they're so thin, and when they get baled up, they can't be separated from the plastic bottles. And it's actually a slightly different makeup because it's PET versus PETE plastic, so it actually contaminates the flow on it, and so people get very stressed out when they realize it. I read it; it said one.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Unfortunately, it's not recyclable.
It's amazing. I watch people go into grocery stores. Not only is the stuff packaged in plastic, but then they take a plastic bag to put the thing that's wrapped in plastic in the plastic bag. I mean, we become way too concerned about germs and things, I think. But, you know, that's just me. What do I know?
Germs make you stronger in the end.
Yeah. We keep killing them off. They get resisted, you know. So anyways, one more time, we're digressing away from our subject. But it's an interesting subject. We should have a talk on it one of these days where we can spend some time on it and what can we do about it and things. But let's run through the dates and the places and everything.
Okay. Get off your glass, Bozeman, this Saturday, June 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds in the Oak Lot. So on the north side, we'll be there helping you sort out those beer bottles for the Byron Brewery Reuse Program, and we'll be helping you unload your glass and getting it recycled. And again, that's colored glass.
Right.
No porcelain, no laminated glass, no ceramics, no shower doors. And
it's nice to take the tops off and rinse the bottle out.
Yeah, we want empty bottles. We in the summer, we get bottles that are full, and after we bale them, there's such pressure in those bales when we squash everything down. We end up with bees like crazy.
You know, and who knows what's in it?
Empty them out, pour them out down the drain in the dirt. And then toss it in, and we'll get it recycled.
Let's play a song and see if there's something I'm missing. We are back in with David and Tanya. So tell us once more all the information, Tanya.
Okay, Bozeman, get off your glass this Saturday, June 8th, at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds in the Oak Lot on the north side. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we will be accepting glass for recycling. And it's totally free.
And I'm sure if people want to come by and pick your brain about other things on recycling and everything, you would be there to help them out and everything. Because people, we all need help with recycling.
Yes, we'll help them unload. We'll help them sort out those beer bottles for the bottle reuse program. And if anyone has questions, they can go to our website, which is werecyclemt.com. You can submit a question online or find information to read about or give us a call.
And once again, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. It's wonderful. We need to get more programs like this going so we don't have stuff wandering around on the ocean. You know?
We're very grateful you made time for us today. And
anytime you have something to do with recycling and the, you know, you come and I'll talk to you.
Careful. We'll take you up on that.
Oh, no. I'm all for saving the planet. So if we talking about it helps a few people, we can do it, can't we? Well, thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.